what would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might wanna stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Welcome to St. John Forward Radio, here in the St. John Forward Radio bunker. We've got everything we need. We've got horror movie posters, old cartoon posters. I've got all my toys just to prove that I'm a grown-up man. And we're doing the show. It's not live, but who cares? Been holed up in the house for quite a bit this week. Haven't gotten out much except for to go buy weed, which used to be something you go to jail for, but now is an essential service, so that's nice. You know, people have said, yeah, you probably shouldn't be smoking weed during this time, because if you get a cough, then you're not going to know if it's just regular smoker's cough or if you're sick. But I don't know. I want to keep my lungs in good fighting shape. You know, do some shadow boxing with some smoke clouds so that they're fully prepared to defend themselves against the coronavirus if that makes its way in. And I've been socially distancing. I've been washing my hands a lot, rinsing them off, drying them off with a towel that hasn't been washed in 6 months. That probably defeats the purpose, but it is what it is. Now I'm taking this thing seriously. And staying home, not so much. A few weeks ago, I went to a hot yoga class that I mentioned on the last one. Probably not a wise idea to be packed into a hot, moist, sweaty room of people exhaling deeply, all packed together. Probably a group of people that is more likely to have been on a cruise ship lately, now that I think about it. Not a wise idea, but I don't know when I'm going to have a chance to be in a room full of ladies in yoga pants and sports bras, so it was worth the risk. Also, did a live stream with Brian Godso and Arif Hussein a couple of weeks ago. Not good social distancing. That was a risk, but we needed to take it for the sake of the fans. It's been 2 weeks, and we're all still healthy, which I say healthy, that's on the Godso curve. We're as healthy as ever. I don't know when I'm going to be able to be in a room with those guys again and just see that little sparkle in their eye right before they make a joke about me having Down syndrome. It's the little things that you miss. But work's been interesting over the last couple of weeks. Lots of emails coming out from like the CEO of the company, like, if you can stay home and work, please, please do. But then my boss was like, not you guys. We need you to be on a computer and a phone in an office, not at home. And then New Brunswick decided to declare a state of emergency, and all non-essential services need to shut down. And they're like, okay, you can work from home if you want to, but don't get any funny ideas about the future in non-pandemic times. Don't get any ideas that just because you can do 99% of your job now from home, that someday in the future, if your kids are homesick or if you just want to still get some work done without having to paint the inside of the one work toilet with your diarrhea 10 times a day, don't get any funny ideas that you can do this under non-emergency times. This is an extreme case. And so I worked from home one day. It was the Friday of the state of emergency, and then by Sunday they were like, actually, we've been crunching the numbers, and since 99% of our income comes from this other company who was forced to shut down for the pandemic, we can't afford to pay any of your salaries, so everybody's laid off. And so it's even easier to work from home when you don't have any actual work to do. That's nice. We can apply for EI, we've been told. We've been assured that the process has been streamlined and there's going to be no hang-ups. Everybody's going to start getting their checks real soon. I'm still waiting for any indication that there's been any forward momentum on this. But who am I to question the efficiency of a government program? Governments get things done. Like the fine example set by the Chinese government doing just a bang up job of suppressing information, covering things up, arresting scientists. That's just fantastic. They did eventually figure out that maybe the Noah's Ark approach to food markets is not the best way to go. But even after they figured that out, the Wuhan city government decided in the thick of it, people are getting sick left and right. All of them visited this particular market in this particular city, and their city government was like, hey, shit, it's Chinese New Year. Let's have a big banquet and invite 40,000 families. Let's all get together in one spot and share plates and have a good eat. And, that didn't go well. It reminds me of the scene in Jaws when, like, people have started dying from shark attacks and the mayor was like, we can't shut down the beach. It's Memorial Day weekend. Are you crazy? And, but the beach has been shut down, at least here in New Brunswick, because it had to. The government said nobody's allowed to be open unless you have to be. And that's been loosely interpreted. I kind of wish that we lived in a society where companies would actually take some ownership and have some accountability around this stuff. I think if there was any worry that somebody would actually be sued if they were held responsible for their employee getting sick, then they probably would have shut down without the government telling them that they had to. But even with the enforced shutdown, there's lots of places that were like, we're an essential service. How else are you going to buy video games but in the mall? It's impossible. I don't know. If there's some safety stuff for work, but I don't think it really covers this stuff. If somebody fell off a scaffolding because they didn't have a harness or something, the company would probably be held responsible. But if somebody gets sick because you put your employee face-to-face with some coughing customer that just got off a cruise ship with a Ziploc bag of bat jerky, you probably get a government check, but the company's probably not going to get in trouble. Lots of people are mad at GameStop. It's the same company that owns EB Games here. They decided to stay open because they are an essential service. Everybody's at home. They need their video games and their Funko Pop toys. I read an article about how bad GameStop was to their employees, like always pre-corona and especially after. And I like to feel like I'm a good person. I work for a non-profit charity, but reading those articles about GameStop, I'm like, yep. We do all of that stuff. So that doesn't feel good. But here we are. We're quarantined, taking it seriously, not in a panic, though. I think it's good for us just to slow things down and give the scientists and doctors time to come up. It's going to be like a year before they can come up with a vaccine, but they can come up with some kind of a medicine that if you get it, that you can, you know, do something about it in the short term. We've found out that we were woefully unprepared for this whole thing across the world. So glass half full, this will be a trial run for when something much worse happens, and maybe we'll have learned some lessons. But I'm also worried that some of the bad stuff is going to carry over into the normal world too, because, you know, they like to, when everybody's scared and there's a big problem happening, they're like, hey, we need to expand the scope of government power. And everybody's like, yeah, we need to get shit done. And then when the scary thing goes away, they're like, yeah, we're going to hang on to that. And everybody's like, oh, okay, I guess I don't want to get shot in front of a brick wall, so cool. We don't have much else in place, but it's not a good time to be relying on the competent of elected officials, but that's where we're at. I'm trying to make the most of of this downtime, been exercising every day, also ate a bowl of ice cream every day that I've exercised this week, so that cancels itself out. I've been streaming some of my favorite game, The Binding of Isaac, on my YouTube channel, if you want to check that out. Like, if I'm going to be playing video games every day, I might as well live stream it. That feels like it's productive. I rearranged some stuff in this room so that I could do this this video, but I haven't really been writing any jokes or anything like that. I probably should be, and you know, this is a talk show monologue. It probably should have had some more jokes in it, but I'll close out with one. Luckily, in this time of need, I still have 10,000 jokes, toasts, and stories. So I think to get us, to remind us of the good old days of normalcy, maybe let's do some office humor to remind us what it used to be like pre. So office stuff is chapter 5. Let's get some help from the telephone. Pick a random number between 4,285 and 4,330.
1 second, just double-checking my math. All right, looks like your number is 4,295.
4,295. Let's see what we got. Hello, beer. Oh, beer. That's a weird slip. Hello, Bill. I hear you have a new youngster at your house, said his employer. The new father glanced around the office apprehensively. For heaven's sake, you can't hear him way up here, can you? Hilarious. So, you're welcome for that. And we've got a good show coming up. May Wonderful is in the house because she has to be. And we'll be right back after some gorillas on St. John Forward Radio.
Thank you.
And we're back here on St. John Forward Radio. Let's get started. We've got a very special guest tonight, this afternoon, actually. Please welcome to the desk, May Wonderful. Yeah, don't forget to close the door. We'll add the Mad Max. This is a very slow process.
Well, John, getting through the apocalypse is a slow process.
It is. Well, we've got some time to kill.
I brought you this documentary that we can watch together later.
That's very helpful.
Get some survival tips.
Well, pull your chair in there.
I'm still disrobing.
Disrobing? This isn't, we haven't wiped down the studio here.
That's okay.
This might be more dangerous than,
Chairs.
You gotta scooch in. We've got a scoop.
Right.
Are you in the frame? We're good. How are you doing, my darling?
Ooh, I'm good.
All the safety protocols?
Yeah, I think so.
So, how's the quarantine been for you?
Uneventful. Not much has changed for me. I'm still working in my home office.
You having a hard time keeping busy these days?
No. Incredibly, insanely busy. I've still been working my regular accounting lady job, and then after that, doing accounting homework for a course whose exam has been canceled. So why, one might ask, am I doing that? And the answer is, I don't know.
So there's no possibility of just doing the course at home, or I mean the exam.
I don't know. Might higher well powers have decided.
Shut her down. Well, I guess they wouldn't want me to help you and cheat on your accounting exam.
Yeah, like, your accounting knowledge.
We know John Forward is in the house, so you can't possibly be trusted to do this accounting exam. What exactly, it's always been weird to me that you have to leave town to write these exams in general.
I think it's because everyone who's in the program across Canada is writing at the same time, and they don't want anyone to, I don't know, no cheatsies.
Because the real world, when you're accounting in life, it's not an open book test.
Yeah, you definitely. We're not Googling anything.
No.
It's open book. The test is open book.
Okay.
But the book is the Income Tax Act and then the two accounting handbooks. So.
All right.
But if you don't, the time frame is such that, like, if you don't know, if you don't have an idea of what you're looking for, then you don't have time to look it up because it's all written in legalese, so you kind of got to know what it says beforehand.
So do you want to, since you're an accountant, do we want to do a public service and let people know what do they need to know about filing their taxes?
Yeah, here's a public service for you. Daddy Trudeau's coming on every day and telling you guys all the wonderful things that he's doing for you, and there's zero guidance for how to implement any of it.
That's good. Cutting checks to everybody.
Yep, that's right. I guess the main one, I think the new, like, personal tax is delayed. It's until the end of, I think, July now. But my advice to people, like, still get your stuff done because there's going to be a big glut before the due date, and most accountants will have the option of electronically submitting your files, so just do that. Get it done.
With the delay in when you need to file, is that going to be a delay in when you get paid out? Like, if somebody submits their tax return today, do they have to wait until July before they get a refund?
That's a good question. I don't know. I would assume no. I think it's all automated, but, like, I don't think there's an actual person sitting there hitting the deposit. I think it's, I don't know, to be honest with you. That's a good question.
It's one that we should ask an accountant, maybe.
I mean, I literally just said that we're being given no guidance and we can't get through to CRA. It's a very...
Yeah.
It's a real rigmarole.
It is.
But don't worry, we're staying on top of it and we're not going to leave anybody high and dry. It's just going to take time.
Yeah, as long as you don't leave your poor beleaguered accountant high and
dry.
Be
nice to them. They care about you a lot, more than you know.
Yeah. So, what do you think about throwing money at the problem and cutting checks to businesses?
That's a good idea. That's basic economics.
Basic economics.
Yeah, throw out a bunch of money. More money equals money, money, money.
Okay. So the government just has a big vault full of cash that they were saving up for a Coroni day.
Yes, Coroni might have been better.
I don't know.
Coroni day.
Coroni day is what I'm sticking with.
Ugh. Yep. The government is independently wealthy,
mm-hmm.
and they have a lot of money. A lot of it is Scrooge McDuck style.
Yeah, they've just got Justin Trudeau was swimming around in his gold house. Coins.
Yep.
And was like, you know what? People doing are the back in strokes, need.
Spitting out gold coins.
He's like, you know what? I don't need to have the whole coin pool be a deep end. We can have a wading pool and a shallow end. We need to get these gold coins hot out tub. To the Canadian people.
Yeah.
So do you think most of the gold coins are going to go to Canadian citizens, or is it going to go to big companies?
No, exclusively Workaday Joe will be getting it. Check your mailbox. There might be some doubloons in there right now.
Just a sack with a dollar sign on it, just stuffed in your mailbox. That should be coming any day. Yep. Canada Post, I think, is still going.
Yeah, they are. God bless them. They're doing their best.
There, so
and it's good.
And we just got infinite amount of money. There's nothing. Nobody's spending money, or they're not really generating much of a tax base. But you know, just dumping a bunch of money.
Oh, there's a tax base being generated during this quarantine time.
Yeah.
Do you get it? I mean, that people are having sex and making children.
It's true. So we'll just pass the costs along to all of those COVID babies that mm-hmm, are going to be mm-hmm. coming to working age in mm-hmm. 18 years. So mm-hmm. it's all good. They'll mm-hmm. probably have to, you know, if they run out of coins in the pool, they might mm-hmm. need to print a bunch more money and devalue all of the money that we already have for eternity. But, you know, that's worth it now.
Mm-hmm.
I got invited to a Facebook group of people protesting paying their rent on April 1st. What do you think about that?
I have very mixed feelings about that.
What is the mix of feelings that you have?
Okay, here's where I'm at. I've seen both sides of this, and I think what people are failing. Do you want me to be real, or do you want me to keep doing a bit?
We keep it real here on St. John Forward Radio.
Well, there's a definite difference between someone who owns either their own property and they live in half and rent out the other half, or they own maybe a small rental unit, or someone who, well, a corporation that's doing this. And you know, the banks or people at least, I don't even know if there's no mortgage relief yet, I don't think, is there? If there's mortgage relief, then you could think, okay, maybe, you know, you might get a cut on your rent. But if you have a good relationship with your landlord and it's one-on-one and you have the means to continue to pay, which you and I are very fortunate, and we are able to do that. I don't understand why you wouldn't continue to pay, because I really feel like it's a case-by-case basis. And the thing is, too, like, I don't know. I can't say that I condone that across the board.
It's probably going to have to be an all or nothing thing. That's how these things go. You can't have rent relief without mortgage relief, because then anybody that pays their mortgage it's going to happen. And there's no way they can do it piecemeal. It's not going to be like, okay, you can afford to pay your rent and you can't, so you're cool and you're
Are you in the Facebook group?
Is it okay for you to not pay your rent?
Whatever. There's Facebook groups for everything. That's fine. And I think that's a legitimate way for people to organize and discuss ideas rather than just roll out. But I mean...
Well, do you know if they plan on just putting a pause on stuff? Like, if we don't pay our mortgage for a month, we're not really any further ahead.
I think it's just deferring it. Yeah, I think it's just deferring. Well, I've heard
interest that we can be charged by the bank.
Wow, there you go. And I've also heard that it's not being, they're not cutting it. It's just that it's being deferred, so that on day one, you know, like 3 months worth of rent. And for some people, that's scary. That would break you. Yes. So I think that that's messed up. So if they're not going to pay, then there has to be like, you know, it's just not getting paid and we just put a cork in it and everything just kind of stopped. But I don't know. I don't have an answer, because I have friends on both sides of it.
Well, luckily everyone that can get into elected office is the smartest person in the world. And we need top-down blanket plans that apply to everybody equally. That's what
I know.
Need.
They're definitely not as smart as men that rant on podcasts on the daily.
That's true.
That I'm forced to listen to when I'm eating my
yogurt. But if you put all of the combined efforts of all of the podcasters together, then we could probably come up with some good
plans.
Could
polish a real turd. Yeah,
we sure could. Do you want to tell us about the song you've selected for us to hear today?
Yeah, I put a whole lot of thought into it. It's a Björk song. Love Björk. I used to be very, very into her when I was a young goth girl, and then
what attracted you to Björk's whole deal?
She's weird. And I liked it, and her tunes were really good. Like, the Homogenic albums were really good. It's just, it holds up. This song is from Biophilia, which came out, I don't know, but it was during the time when I wasn't really into her and I lost touch. And I kind of missed out, because I guess the whole album had an app that went with it.
Is that app not available anymore?
No, it's not anymore. Well, I think it's still available, but it doesn't work on my phone. Like, it hasn't been updated in, like, 10 years, so it doesn't work. Right. And each song on the album's in a different time. So this song I picked is called Virus, because it's a virus right now.
I don't know if you got that. All right. Well, let's...
You're not...
Let's hear some Björk on St. John Forward Radio.
So what, it was 107?
107.3, local FM.
This is John Skov-Nielsen, and you're listening to the St. John Forward Radio on 107.3 FM.
Close enough.
It's too much information.
Here, ooh. a flame that seeks explosives, as gunpowder needs a war. I feast inside you, my host is you. Ooh.
John Forward Radio.
You gotta hear every ding.
With a little Bjork. We'll fade out more gracefully in the mix compared to what we've got in the room here.
Ding,
ding. So we're here. We're locked in the house together. are you doing anything to stay connected to other people?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I played Animal Crossing last night with my friend Shauna.
Yeah.
And it was fun. She came to my island and I gave her a slingshot recipe card.
Well, it's good that that people can come together and give each other slingshots.
Yeah, in this trying time. And I've been doing some video chats with people. We got one going for work now. We do meetings.
Yeah. I haven't had much contact with the outside world. There's a few messages going back and forth with RF and Brian. But
no, he can message you, but
yeah, he had his child. He can only message the boys. We've got a separate group chat that also includes May. For the
skirting it up,
we're looking at this week maybe doing a video podcast where. We're gonna need to get Zoom. I think I need to pay for it to be able to record the video of the meeting, though. So
what do you mean you're doing a meeting?
If we do a podcast, all like with webcams and
right,
stuff.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I think you need to pay for the program to have like a recording.
What do you mean? That one was a joke. I know what you mean.
We watched a live reading of a Big Mouth episode. Oh yeah, that was funny. Night. I don't know why it was an old episode. I guess they don't want to. The burn. a new one and
yeah,
ruin all the jokes.
No.
But anyway, that was fun. People are doing that. Yeah, I've been live streaming outward. Called my my remaining Nana the other night to see how she's doing. She's getting by. Continually apologizing for family drama.
For existing.
That I don't care.
Poor nanny.
She had to apologize because I told my uncle when she was in the hospital, and my aunt was upset about it. So, anyway, that's what's going on in in the forward world.
Yeah.
But I have been doing one thing to reach out to humanity. It's mostly anonymous, but I started playing this Kind Words game. It's called Kind Words Lo-Fi Chill Beats to Write To. So,
can people see the screen?
No.
Oh, so they're just going to listen to us describe it. This is going to be good.
Well, we can read what the letters are. There's not a whole lot to see. But what is this game about? A game about writing nice letters to real people.
Aww.
Write and receive encouraging letters in a cozy room. Trade stickers and listen to chill music.
I mean,
we're all in this together. Sometimes all you need are a few kind words. So let's fire it up. So this is.
Do you have a cat in your game?
I don't think so.
Graphics quality low.
Yes, because we can't see it. So you can write your own message and put it out in the world, and people can respond back and give you some advice or kind words, or you can. You can look through other people's messages that they've written, and you can offer them some advice or words of encouragement. Let's fire it up.
Oh, the deer is a mailman.
The deer? Oh, somebody sent their thanks for a letter that I wrote.
And a blobfish sticker!
I already had a blobfish sticker.
Well, so, I don't have one.
And, somebody else is thanking me. I got a new sticker.
Oh, sweet.
Model boat. I put this boat together myself. I bet it will float real good-like. What else? We've got lots of other thanks for my kind words.
Wow.
A second kitten plunk sticker. What is that?
It's probably a kitten jumping or something.
Oh, somebody wrote me a letter.
Yeah.
This is a response to something I've put. I put out into the world, when things happen that make no sense to me, I tend to overthink it and come up with some sort of narrative to explain it. I obsess on the story I have invented as if it were the truth. Sometimes I'm right, though.
Oh my god, as if.
Let's see, so
oh my god.
Somebody says, when something happens that you don't understand, it's important to sit down and try to get to the bottom of things. This can include talking to others about it and getting a broader sense of what's going on. When you don't understand something but try to rationalize it, you risk blowing things entirely out of proportion.
Mm.
I don't know about that. It's important to make sure you have the full story. I'm not going to give them trash about their typo.
I mean, you just did.
Have the full story before making one up for yourself. Old habits die hard, but I trust in your ability to overcome this. I trust your ability to overcome anything.
Aww.
Well, I'm going to say thanks for this. Which one do you want me to send them?
Oh. Send that little cute cat one in the bottom.
All right. We'll send them a cat. And the male deer is going to send that along. What else do I got? I bet they'll love the sticker.
Yeah, I love it.
Do I have any other inboxes? Oh, I asked people to tell me when they laughed the hardest. It may not have been the hardest, but last night I laughed to tears, an asthma attack, reading something on the Good News Network. It was a Twitter feed by a security guard at the National Cowboy Museum.
It's really cute.
His tenuous grasp of Twitter, mine is not much better, was adorable. I hope you get a laugh out of it. What's going on with that?
It's exactly what he said. There's just a man who's been charged with running the Twitter feed for the National Cowboy Museum, and it's really cute. And you could tell that he doesn't really understand what's going on.
All right.
It's very cute. And he says hi to his grandkids and stuff. I'll show you later. It's cute.
All right. That's a nice suggestion to get us through this this time.
It's right funny.
What else we got? I sent them a blobfish sticker. It's another one to my my original question about overthinking things. I have this same affliction. I could stare at my ceiling all day, hypothesizing over the state of things and what could happen. Try to separate fact from fiction by taking the time to breathe and take processing breaks. Play games, read, escape your thoughts for a bit, and then come back. Also, everyone does this.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice. So let's send them my new model boat.
Do you get to keep it still?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You just, we're spreading stickers like a virus. Anybody that doesn't already have it, they get a new one.
How many stickers are there?
I don't know. I haven't played much. All right. There's more for me, but let's, somebody thanks me for a letter I wrote. And another kitten plunk sticker.
That must be that cat head.
Yeah. So let's see what's going on out in the world. Maybe we can respond back. Nika, help me with some nice words. Let's do it. That's what came up.
Okay.
My bro is torn. He loves his GF, but they both have reservations. He has slight autism that makes commitment and social interaction hard for him. It's hard to let other possibilities go. The girls he wants most aren't interested. Marry or move on.
Whoa, what?
What do we want to tell them? Do we want to respond?
I don't know. That's heavy. I don't know what to advise him. Is it that... What I'm reading from that is that he wants to play the field. Tell him...
Well, it's also weird that somebody is this involved in their brother's love.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. It's obviously their own. Like, now, my brother.
So far, this game hasn't been taken over by trolls. I haven't seen a single asshole-ish comment
that's
come
good.
Through. I don't know if it's just super well-moderated. I assume that if you say something terrible and you get reported, you probably get banned from the game.
Yeah, immediately, I would say.
I don't know. I don't have anything to
say. I don't know. I don't know what to tell them.
I don't know
them.
What to say that person. Let's go to the next one. Oh, no more love advice. I am seriously dating a girl who I love.
Oh, this is the guy.
But my brother
wrote to you.
But I don't feel totally committed. There is another girl who I went on several dates before my current GF. I still feel very strongly about this girl and often wonder what if and can't quit thinking about.
Then I don't think you're in love. I don't know, is that stupid? You can love more than one person, but I mean, well... Why? What's going on? These people are all supposed to be inside. I mean, well, you can feel strongly about people, but I guess it's what they want to do. Do they want to stay committed, or?
So you can feel strongly about this other girl, but does she even feel the same way? It's easy to think that the grass is always greener on the other side.
Just gaslight her until she has a drinking problem.
I don't know if you can create a drinking problem.
Convince her that it's cool that you're going to date around.
This core, I'm not gonna say that. Oh, I'm spelling
Why?
Quarantine. This quarantine situation is a good opportunity to really assess what you already have.
Aww. Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
You didn't put a sticker.
Oh, right.
Put a sticker on.
Add a sticker. I've only got a few.
What's that one on the top? The fish.
What's that? Trouser fish, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Send?
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time to think about a stranger.
Aww.
I'll rush this right over.
So does that one deer take all the meal?
Yeah, he's an essential service.
How does
service.
He do it? In his mouth?
I think he might be a former reindeer for Santa.
Oh, so he's magic.
He still has the technology. Hey, I discovered a mid-century this morning. Oh, so...
What does that mean?
The more you... I was a bit stressed about some things, but I put this on loop and washed all that away. So the more you play the game, the more lo-fi chill beats you unlock.
Oh!
So this is a new one that I just got.
Ooh, this is a chill beat.
Hopefully I'll have another sweet track for you tomorrow.
Oh, I hope so. What's the deer's name?
Male deer?
There's no name?
I think his name's just male deer. I don't remember. Hey there, you lovely people. Just sending this out as a prompt. I'm really curious to hear how everyone is doing. I'd love to hear whatever you want to share. So, oh, wait. Let's go back. I forgot. I hit the wrong button. What, should we just tell them that we're doing this on a radio show?
We're doing a radio show. Tune in. Listen live.
This is not for promotional purposes.
Why not?
Me and my dear wife are currently recording. This isn't really a radio show.
Podcast.
A podcast. A
transmission.
And using this game as inspiration.
Aww.
Now your letter is part of
the show.
YouTube. Of history.
Exclamation mark. You don't use as many exclamation marks when you're writing as I do.
Let's send them this little dude.
Aww.
And, alright. Thank you for taking the time. So, you can write your own sad, or not necessarily sad. There's lots of people.
Yeah,
today is very weighted towards, have a relationship problem. There's another one. So you can put stuff out yourself. You can respond to people. You can also just have a generic inspirational message that goes onto a paper airplane that just flies through everybody's little apartments. So do we have a euphoritic message to just to send out to whoever wants to read it?
The more love you send out. Send with a B.
Oh.
The more you will receive in return. Exclamation mark. And heart. Do a heart.
How do I do that?
The little try, less than.
Wait. Well, isn't the three first? Or no, is this
no.
One?
And then a three.
And then a three. All right.
There you go.
Thank you for the emoji lesson.
You're welcome.
Are you ready to send this note flying? We're going to send it. I haven't seen any paper airplanes coming through my little apartment there. It's folding the paper, preparing for takeoff. The good vibes are now flying through the air for everyone to catch.
Wow.
But, I don't know, I do have a
little
cat.
Can you pet the cat?
Oh, there's an airplane. Is it ours?
Aww.
Be kind, dear.
See, they did a heart.
Exclamation point and a heart.
Here you go. Told ya.
No other airplanes.
What's that circle guy?
When you get a sticker, there's an actual item that goes into your room. Let's catch another airplane. It's okay to take breaks and take time for yourself. You are important, too.
Aw, thank you.
So, anyway, when you get a sticker, you can click on it and it does a thing. There's my little cat.
Aww.
We can change our our lo-fi beats. Got Ponderer, Copacetic. Pushing Up, Soft Focus.
Oh, you could play this.
It's romantic. We're not going to make out on the video.
I don't want to.
What a ripoff. What else we got? Connector 1. Mid-Century.
That's the one we just got.
Let's go with the new one. So, we've got like 6-ish minutes. Is there any other adventures that you do want to put out?
I have a question for you.
Sure.
So, you've had this book for how long? A long time.
Yeah.
Probably 7 or 8 years, do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard a toast.
A toast? Okay.
Is there a toast in it?
Well, let's shut down the kind words. There are toasts.
Well, do me a toast.
So, okay. Let's find a toast.
Oh, look! Okay,
so we've got toasts to men, women, to love, courtship, and marriage, aww, to friends, good fellowship, fortune, and prosperity, patriotic toasts.
Oh, my.
Toasts of sentiment and goodwill, toasts to hosts and guests, toasts in general, or stories about toasts. What kind of a toast do we want?
Let's do some patriotic toasts.
Okay. All right. Because
we need to have...
That's in chapter 12.
We need to have
12.
Solidarity.
Patriotic toasts is a pink tab, which is right here.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, do you want to pick a random number, or do you want me to get the phone to do it?
Get the phone. I like hearing her talking.
Okay. Choose a random number between 9,895... and 9,925.
1 second, just double checking my math. All right, looks like your number is 9,898.
All right.
9898, let's find it. Land of the forest and the rock, of dark blue lake and mighty river, of mountains reared on high to mock the storm's career and lightning shock, my own green land forever.
Aww.
By Longfellow. I'm not sure what that means.
Look at the one before it. Read that one.
98, 97.
Yeah, read that one.
To the land we live in, love and would die for.
Hey!
Let's do what was the good fellowship? Does fellowship mean like getting together with people? Let's do sentiment and goodwill.
Okay.
That's a good one for the fans out there.
Yeah.
So,
this is dedicated
to the fans.
To the fans.
Pick a random number between 9,926 and 9,984.
1 second. Just double checking my math. All right. Looks like your number is 9,926.
All right, the first one. All right, we'll go out on that. Do you have any final words?
No, I'm good.
No,
I'm very tired.
No, so we started a cult podcast recording.
No,
coming up soon.
No, and I feel like we're dropping the ball. It's definitely my fault.
I need it more than ever now.
I know, and I've been thinking about that. I've been very not great and stressed out, but I'm coming out of it.
All right, well, let's...
so let's hear some sentiment and goodwill.
So you can, if you want to catch my live streams of Binding of Isaac every day, that's on my John Forward Comedy YouTube channel. I'll put a link in the notes. If you're watching this on YouTube, it's in the same place.
Oh my gosh.
It's not very well organized, though. I need to start creating separate playlists for the radio show.
Oh, you don't have...
Stand-ups and
live
streams and stuff.
You should do that.
But,
you're a rascal.
I don't know. Let's one last thing before we go out on some Neil Young.
Shut it down.
Love to one, friendship to a few, and goodwill to all.
Hey!
Thank you for joining. System down. Have to shut the whole system down.
People are trying to save this earth from an ugly death.
Shut the whole system down.
People trying to live, working in a world to meet that threat.
Have to shut the whole system down.
All around the planet, there's a blindness that just can't see.
Shut the whole system down.
They're all wearing climate shades, as cool as they can be.
Have to shut the whole system down.
Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Have to shut the whole system down.
For eternity.
Have to shut the whole system down.
What about the animals? What about the birds and bees?
Shut the whole system down.
What about the bookshelf? What about the history?